The idea of this sermon is pretty simple. It is to affirm weakness. It is to affirm weakness as something that you claim as central to your identity. Me too, to claim that. And particularly your identity as a disciple of Jesus Christ. In other words, the goal of this sermon is to try to make sense of that passage from 1 Corinthians 12. Because it's there that Paul says a lot about weakness. Paul says he will gladly boast about nothing except his weaknesses. Paul offers a word from the Lord that power is made perfect in weakness. Paul says he is content with weaknesses. Paul says, when I am weak, then I am strong. So it's not that it's such a profound insight for me to glean from this passage that there is a theme of weakness. It's pretty clear that that's what Paul says here. But there are two things not so clear to me. What's not so clear to me is if we believe that when Paul says that. Do we believe that weakness is central to faith, a central identity for us to embrace? Do you believe that? If you say that you do, then I will say that I doubt you. Because I think that we aren't even in the ballpark of believing that usually. It seems to me we don't want to embrace weakness much at all. And the other thing not so clear to me is even if we would believe it, could believe it, what does that mean? Do you know what it means to boast in weakness, power made perfect in weakness? When I am weak, then I am strong. If you say you know what it means, I'll say I doubt you. I think it's really hard to know what that means. I'm not even sure if the Apostle Paul understands what it means, but I think he believes it's true. And it's something of that conviction of the truth of it that I'm seeking to find with you together today. So let's try to deal with those things that are not clear to me, and perhaps we can get some clarity together. Can you sense why I am doubtful of believing that weakness is a good thing? Because it seems to me that we are part of a culture that on multiple levels looks to strength as the preferred currency of our identity. And I'm going to look at that first on a national level, but I want you to know I'm going to turn a critical gaze too on the church and on each of us as well. So this isn't just going to be picking on the USA. But it sure is easy to see how strength is what our narrative as a nation is all about. We're coming off a whole week, it seems, of July 4th celebrations with the holiday in the middle. And I think it would be obnoxious of me to suggest that an Independence Day holiday should be a time to highlight our weaknesses. I'm not saying that. It's a rightly a time to celebrate our freedoms, to say we're proud to be Americans. We set off fireworks to make sure everyone knows that we won the War of Independence. It's that kind of a holiday. We celebrate our strength. But that is a narrative that can quickly take harmful turns. For me as a child, I realized I was enculturated in a way, not that this country was just a strong nation, but that the USA was and had to be the strongest and the most extraordinary and the leader and the authority. And I realized, too, there was a current present that would say that to question any of those things was to be disloyal, ungrateful, anti-American. Our national story as an identity of strength runs deep in us. But what about the church? It's a pretty broad category, the church. So how about a particular branch such as ours? Protestant, Reformed, mostly white, established. Well, I don't know if you noticed, but the church likes to talk a lot about how it's right about things. Have you noticed that about the church? That's a whole lot of what theology and church activity can tend to be about, how right we are. And our branch of the church has done that from a position of privilege and protection with resources and advantages, a position of strength. And actually, to take it down to a much more basic, less serious level, what about Hope Church? Well, we love to talk about how great we are, right? Have you ever noticed that, Hope Church? And why shouldn't we? We're strong and healthy and we're doing good things and we're baptizing babies. Let's tell people about that. Strength is good. But I wonder what it might be for people hearing all the time about how strong and right and important we are here at Hope Church. I wonder if it ever sounds arrogant or self-satisfied or superior, even our dear Hope Church. And speaking of those babies we are baptizing, that we baptized today, parents, do you talk about your children as being weak? It's not usually how we talk about our kids. They are beautiful and bright and full of promise. These parents and we with them make promises that we will nurture them, celebrate their gifts, strengthen them. That is how we speak of our children, and that is what we want from them, to be strong. With our children, it gets very personal. Would we even consider telling these beautiful babies that they are weak, nurture their weakness? It's not our typical conversation, is it? Strength is strong. It has a strong grip on the narratives of our lives, on our hearts and souls, on our fears and our hopes. But what if, in order to truly be strong, we have to add weakness to the story? What if, when we open ourselves to weakness, it changes what strong is about? What if we try that? Take these circles of children and church and nation and work our way back through and see what speaking about weakness would look like, what it would mean, how weakness would impact how we think about strength. For these children baptized today, our children, for all our children, what if as parents and as a community of faith, we could practice telling our children that they are dependent and needy? Now, babies already are, and sometimes our kids are too much. But what I really mean is, what if we would speak about how much we need one another, need others' gifts and support, how we need God's wisdom and grace, that life is not a do-it-yourself enterprise? And what if, even more, we would be honest with our children that they will struggle, they will fail, they will hurt, and that God will be with them in all of those moments? Telling our children they're not self-sufficient. They will struggle. That is a weakness that will bless them with the strength of wisdom and grace and community. For the church, what if part of the story of how we told our Christian faith was how we've missed the mark? How church power has been used for harm? We need to find ways to talk about that in our story. We need to find ways to listen to other voices of faith and meaning that have been diminished by the church. And what if even Hope Church is a church like that? To say that here, too, that we can speak of our struggles, to make an intention of witnessing to our suffering, to be open with our questions together, to be vulnerable with our failings. What if we would make an effort not to focus on success, but faithfulness? Less on strength and more on honesty. Less on surviving and more on giving our lives as a church. I think such a narrative of weakness would make us strong in compassion and conviction and service. And I think if we bring that into our story for our children and for our church, that we are connected to weakness in who we are and in our faith, then we will also hear a calling as Christians to witness to our community, to our nation, to be a witness to weakness. We are a witness that our nation needs to tell its story complete with its failings, not to be afraid to hear how we have fallen short. We are witness to the truth of our interdependence, the truth that we're all too weak on our own and that we need one another, that we need community. And what that will be a witness to is a weakness that leads to justice. To dare to speak of our weaknesses as a nation drives us to the strength of community, which nurtures life for all. I said earlier that I'm not even sure if Paul understood what this weakness he spoke of was all about, but that he believed in his heart that it was true. And as I try to ponder this with you today, that seems the best I can do too. In the midst of all the talk of strength around us and that narrative that holds strength within us, I can catch a sense of the deep need for something else. I can feel the Spirit open me to a voice of truth and wisdom that says we depend utterly on God's grace in our lives. We depend utterly on our connection to others, utterly on this good earth that God has made. I can feel a sense that I am desperately fragile and imperfect. And I feel what a different kind of story it tells of life to embrace that weakness. I feel the strength of it, a strength of honesty and of grace, of compassion and courage, of humility and hope. There is much we are strong in. Thanks be to God. Let us also speak of how great our weakness is. Tell it to our babies. Say it as a church. Witness it to our nation. So that in such weakness we can feel in the depth of our souls the strength of belonging, body and soul, in life and in death to our God. The source of a grace that is strong enough for true life for all. Thanks be to God. Amen.